All right, well, let's grab our Bibles for a few minutes and let's get to the book of Hebrews. We're on the back side of our notes. We've gotten through the voice and the volume, kind of walk through the book there, and then we're coming down here to the word, the values of the book. And so get to chapter 2 with me. Join me in Hebrews chapter 2. As the writer of Hebrews is wanting to make it abundantly clear that the New Testament economy, the way that God has worked and how we live out our Christian life, obey and follow Him in our life of sanctification, is far superior to anything in the Old Testament. It's a growth out of it. Remember the one thing that we've told you the last 2 weeks. Never forget, as you come to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews is written to Christians. And so there's some verses, chapters in there that's like you wonder, is he talking about losing salvation? What's he talking about? No, it's probably talking about being careful in your walk with the Lord, your sanctification process. All right, so those are some of the warnings there. And we're going to look at a couple things here just to encourage you. So chapter 2, verse 3. Let's start in verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So in light of the fact that God has revealed Himself, and it's greater than angels, that Jesus Christ, the Son, is the greatest revelation. This is verses 1 through 3 and 4 of chapter 1. And the angels are ministering spirits to us, verse 14. So in light of all of that, let us be very careful to pay attention. Don't miss any part of the New Testament. All of it's important. Don't let anything slip. All right, end of verse 1. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, talking about the Old Testament revelation, given by angels to the prophets and so forth, and every transgression of the Old Testament and disobedience received a just recompense of the reward, all right, so there was punishment for wrongdoing and disobedience to the Old Testament, how shall we escape? At this time, in this dispensation, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? It's talking about the whole system of salvation here. How shall we escape God's judgment and God's punishment when we have even something far greater? Remember, the Old Testament was only a temporary thing. The animal sacrifices was only to cover sin. It was only a looking ahead to the glorious last sacrifice, the sacrifice of Christ. And now we are experiencing, we live as a result of the last sacrifice. We've come to Christ as our Savior. Our sins have been forgiven. We have the Spirit living within. We're indwelt by God's Spirit. He's with us. How shall we escape if we neglect that salvation that's given to us? We will face, in a sense, we have been given more responsibility because we know more about God and His way of salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, by Jesus Himself, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? Talking about the apostles. I'll just throw in verse 4 here. All God also bearing them witness, the apostles, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. Right? Again, another clue here that the sign gifts were given to the apostles to authenticate their preaching of the gospel, the salvation. Verse number 3. They were declaring to us, Paul was the one, Romans, just an example, the whole book of Romans, an elaboration of our great salvation. When I get saved, what does it mean for my life? Well, I've got a lot of things to work on and live out. And let me understand all that God did in my salvation. He justified me. I'm not my own anymore. I've been bought with a price. All right, all those things. And he's the writer of Hebrews saying, pay attention. God takes seriously one's adherence to the gospel. And it's living out in our life. If the Old Testament saints face judgment for them neglecting the Old Testament system of how to please God in their walk with the Lord, how much more will we face judgment? Folks, we live in the age of grace. We like to talk about that. This is God's grace has been demonstrated us in salvation. But that does not mean this is the age of license. I should not, as Paul says in Galatians 2, I should not frustrate the grace of God. Though God is long-suffering, you and I will face severe punishment consequences, all right, loss of reward. if we do not follow the Lord, because we don't have an excuse. We have the Word of God, it's been completed. We have all that we need for life and godliness. And if we don't obey and follow it in our life as a believer, we will face loss of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So that salvation is talking about all the Christian life. Amazing. So really important, he points that out. Now let's go on to one other verse and we'll be done for the night. Chapter 4, verse 12. And this is, and you know the verse, I'll read it in just a second just to remind you of it. But never forget that it is the Word of God that lays bare the soul before our eyes and before the eyes of God. God's Word knows our, or is used by the Lord to prick our very thoughts and attitudes. It reaches down into the heart. For the Word of God, verse 12, is quick. It's alive, is the idea, right? Not means that, doesn't necessarily mean that God cuts real fast, okay? But it's alive, or it's full of life. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Why is it sharper than a real physical sword? Well, a physical sword can cut asunder a body, but what does God's Word do? And this is the picture he's wanting us to grab. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It reaches down to who we really are. Can the soul and spirit be asundered? Not really, all right? But God's Word reaches all the way there. The surgeon's scalpel can never get to the soul of the individual. It can only touch his flesh, his body. God's Word gets to the very heart, the nature, the who we are part of us. Isn't that amazing? So it divides even to the piercing, dividing even soul and spirit and joint and marrow. And as a discerner, notice here's the description, as a discerner, it makes judgments about our thoughts and intents. You want to evaluate your life? Come to the Word of God. Does your life stack up, can I put it that way, does it match up to the very Word of God? If you have a problem in your life, where do you run? You better run to the Word of God. It has the answers. If you're counseling someone, they need biblical answers. Don't just share your experience and what you think. That has no value. What has value, what will cut to their heart, what will cut to their soul, is the Word of God. Give them the Word of God. Share the truth. You say, well, they might not like it. That's not your problem. It really isn't, all right? Let God do His great masterful work of cutting just at the right spot, piercing just to the right point, so that their heart is converted. Not in salvation necessarily, but changed. That's what I'm talking about. And made refreshed and new again. We have in our hands a most powerful tool, and I'm afraid too often we fail to use it. Let us be people that know the book well and apply it to every area of our life. By the way, this is another point of why the preaching of God's Word is so critical for the Christian life. It is through the declaration of the Word of God that He takes that sword and pierces to your heart. We all need it. We have to be under it. There's no exceptions. God designed it that way, and it's so critical and important for us. So, by the way, so I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight. You're here. Thank you. All right? But praise God. Keep it on. Your soul needs it. Let your life be open to the Word of God, and let Him cut and change you, mold you, and shape you into the image of His dear Son. Okay. We'll stop there and finish up, Lord willing, the verses next week. All right? Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much that our salvation is a serious matter. It's something that we should not neglect. May we think seriously about what You've done as You've changed us and given us new life in Jesus Christ. And then as You take Your Word and demonstrate and show us and teach us how we ought to live, may we not rebel against it, and may we not resist it, may we not put it aside or ignore it. Lord, would Your Word do its great work in all of our lives, exposing areas where we fail, where we've sinned, helping us to grow, helping us to be all that You want us to be for the Lord Jesus Christ as we live this wonderful salvation that You've given us in the person of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You so much for the precious gift of Your Word. Now bless this week. Help us to be faithful in all that we do as we handle the Word of God and give it out. In Your name we pray. Amen. Trust you have a great evening.